Money FM 89.3, the best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money and Me. I'm Michelle Martin. Peter Thiel, PayPal founder, and Hong Kong billionaire Richard Lee have backed this company. Should you, is our question for you today. The Money Hero Group are a big player in the consumer finance scene in Southeast Asia. They have a presence in 5 markets in the region. Flagship markets for them are Hong Kong and Singapore. They're a finance aggregator and comparison platform. They have an audience of some 9 million unique views on all of their platforms, I understand. More than 2.6 million monthly unique users across the markets of Hong Kong and Singapore, their key markets, at least as of January this year, I understand. And they own in Singapore very well-known brands like SingSaver and Seedly. In fact, you might have even made it down to their Seedly conference that happened recently where some 5,000 people were enraptured. Let's look at the numbers. 2023 fiscal year unaudited enterprise-wide revenue growth of more than 20% year-on-year. Q4 2023 revenue growth more than 60% year on year. And in the key markets of Singapore and Hong Kong, Money Hero saw over 130% and 40% year on year Q4 revenue growth, respectively. So really dynamic, growing. And they're one of 6 Singapore companies that went public last year via a listing in the US. But again, we come back to our question, what is the investment case for it? And very gamely, Rohit Murthy has decided to sit across me and explain it all for us. He's Chief Executive Officer and director of the Money Hero Group. Good morning, Rohit.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be back here.
Yes, last time we met, the first time we met, you were heading up SingSaver. What
a
journey.
It's been a long journey, yes.
Talk a little bit about that for you. Congratulations, first up, on the promotion.
Thank you so much.
Newly appointed CEO.
Thank you. No, it's been a remarkable journey. It's nearly been a decade, starting first with SingSaver for the group, and then later on Creatory, which I'll talk about. So just something that I feel very grateful for, the opportunity to build a business like this.
Yeah, I know you're really passionate about personal finance, aren't you?
By personal finance and technology. I mean, fintech is a widely used term, and you know, it covers a lot of things. But yeah, I think what we've been doing in terms of the mission of educating our users to make the right financial, smart financial decisions, I think it's been great.
Yeah, connecting users to a better financial future. That's very aspirational. But of course, against this backdrop of incredible changes in technology,
yes,
and what technology is enabling. Listen, I heard a fun fact I want to check out with you. Is it true that you are maybe the largest distributor of Apple products because you give away so many Apple Watches?
Well, the joke in 2015 was everyone had a Samsonite luggage because that's the only gift you would get when you signed up for a card. But I think the important thing for us is personal finance is complex and boring. And how do we make it engaging? And
yes,
how do we reward users to make smart financial decisions?
Yes.
So, which is why we have, you know, close to 9 million people who come to us today.
Yeah.
And we educate them, but we also reward them every time they compare and pick the right financial product, be it a card, be it a loan, be it insurance, because, you know, eventually it's about money. And we want to make sure that people make these decisions.
Share with us a little bit about the journey of Money Hero Group from startup to IPO.
Sure.
Rohit.
Sure. So we are an umbrella entity now operating in 5 markets in Hong Kong, Singapore, Taiwan, Malaysia, and Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 3 core businesses. Okay. First is comparison. So, you know, we have a leading sort of online marketplace. So we aggregate, compare all financial products, SingSaver being the one in Singapore that I founded. And then we have similar brands in each of the markets. Number 2, community. So we operate the largest personal finance community in Singapore with Seedly, the brand. As you mentioned, they had the Personal Finance Festival last weekend. It was remarkable. 5,000 people attended,
yeah,
on a Saturday.
Amazing.
We had very notable speakers from business and sort of government leaders. So it's been... Community is something that we're very focused on when it comes to personal finance, because personal finance can be a very lonely journey, right? So it's great for us to have a community together to learn from each other, learn from, you know, thought leaders. And the third thing, which has been very unique that we have built over the last 10 years, is Creatory. That's the second, you know, brand I had the opportunity to build. And this is where we help hundreds of content creators earn a living through us.
Mm.
Of course, there's been a total explosion with the creator economy, but you know, we've also taken it upon us to add value to that part of the ecosystem. So these are the three core businesses we've had, and we've been operating this for the last decade. And yes, I mean, we are the only ones who went public last year from the batch of many startups that existed when I started in 2015. It was highly competitive.
Yeah.
So again, very, very grateful that we have really notable investors, like you mentioned, Peter Thiel and Richard Lee.
Amazing.
And a listing in NASDAQ last October.
Yeah, I think people don't realize the Money Hero Group. They haven't maybe heard the name of that group, but once you understand the links with incredible well-known brands, Seedly, SingSaver, Philippines.
Yeah. And in Philippines, we have MoneyMax.
Yes.
In Taiwan, we have Money 101. Yes, we've built what you would call direct-to-consumer brands, which are very hyper-localized in those markets. And then we have B2B brands like Creatree. So yes, I mean, they all come under the same umbrella. And now as a publicly listed company, you know, we're talking a lot more about that.
Speaking of publicly listed, we are the top show when it comes to personal investment for a reason. So I'm going to have to ask you the tough questions now, Rohit. In 2023, Money Hero Group made its trading debut on NASDAQ after a merger with a US SPAC. And now that you're a public company, that comes with scrutiny.
Sure.
Shares open at about $539 US. They were down on their first day of trade. Their last done share price, I checked, was $2.03. What is your view on the share price movement that we've seen since your listing?
See, having been now in this business since day one, I think I do get this question asked a lot, like when was the right time to go public? And I think one of the learnings from going public and being a publicly listed company is that now you are having access to a larger investor community. You know, as a startup, you had a private list of investors who spent a lot of time understanding your business. They really understand the business. We have lots of conversations with them, as you will appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
But now, as a publicly listed company, and it's been only 6 months, you know, it's not been that long, you know, it's upon us to make sure that we also educate the larger investor community about our business model, you know, how we look at growing this business. And in my mind, yes, it's been 10 years, it's been a decade since we've taken it from startup to IPO, but this is a multi-decade business. And we're just getting started. There are a number of things we are focusing on because, you know, personal finances ranges from cards to loans to insurance.
Yeah.
You know, we're a licensed insurance broker in three of our five markets.
It's turning out to be a really strong pillar for you.
It is a very important part of a personal finance journey because insurance is not an impulse purchase. In fact, it's a grudge purchase. A lot of people, you know, don't buy insurance hoping that they would not need to use it.
Yeah.
Right? So I think insurance is where we feel we have a tremendous opportunity to educate the users. And when we look across the markets, you know, insurance penetration is low. So this is a big opportunity for us on insurance. So that's something that we are going to grow, which, you know, we've just started after.
How are you bolstering that?
So I think content continues to be a very important part of how we attract users onto our platform. So there's a lot of education that goes in. Technology, you know, we invest significantly in technology. We as a licensed broker, we have a platform where we do end-to-end insurance purchases. You can actually buy a travel insurance on our platform on your way to the airport. I do that all the time. I realize that, you know, I have to buy and I have to remind myself, but I can sit in a car and I can buy the travel insurance instantly. So technology is something that we're very heavily investing in. And then, you know, also data. The Gen AI has taken the world by storm, and that's something that we're very, very closely monitoring. And because, you know, that's also an amazing opportunity now for us to leverage the technology. So insurance, definitely technology, data, and you know, we have very trusted partners. We've been working with insurers across these markets. So we also have built these relationships over time.
In terms of forward guidance, you know, you put out a release saying $100 million in annual revenue and profitability for 2024. How confident are you of reaching those goals?
Well, look, firstly, you know, we do have the earnings, full year earnings coming on the 29th. So I would encourage everyone to stay tuned to that. But we are very focused on growth and we wouldn't have any of these sort of, you know, comms out if we were not confident about it. And operating in five markets, you know, we are also in a very unique opportunity where we're not a single market brand. We have growth opportunities across the markets, and they're all very diverse markets when you think about it. Singapore, Hong Kong, a very interesting set of demographics, but cost of living going up. You could argue that now you're having more nuclear families, and that changes the way they think about personal finance. Philippines, on the other hand, younger demographic and a rising middle class. So for us, when we look at the addressable market, we only see growth. And that's exciting for us because, you know, now that we're a listed company and, you know, we're very fortunate also to raise close to 100 million in proceeds, we can now invest in this growth and invest in this future.
Can you tell us a little bit about the tech strategy of the group in terms of bringing yourself closer to consumers?
Sure. So we've been very clear that we have a sort of a buy or build sort of strategy. We don't try and build everything ourselves. There's just a lot of really good off-the-shelf tools and platforms. So we partner with a lot of technology solutions, whether it's insurance, be it Creatory. Very recently, we even launched an app. We unveiled it in the Seedly Personal Finance Festival called Shop Hero. It's on the App Store.
Shop Hero.
Yeah, Shop Hero. So we realized that, you know, especially in Singapore, if you've launched it first in Singapore, that, you know, users have credit cards and they're always looking for the best deals and offers near them, be it shopping, be it dining. And the app tells you which card to use.
Thank you. I know that.
I know. So, you see, that's how, for us, when we think about technology, we are a technology enabler and we want to work with technology partners and go into market solving a problem. And that's what that's the approach we've taken across everything we've done so far.
So for the listener, you know, checking out your listing on NASDAQ, looking you up, what will you say in terms of how you're continuing to grow? Why, first up, what is the competitive moat for the Money Hero Group?
Look, firstly, as I mentioned, only listed company. We are the only ones who operate in these markets. So we have the footprint that no one else does in this market. And then, you know, we have very sort of unique businesses. So we're not just a comparison platform. We have Community, Creatory. Creatory is a very young brand, and it's a very significant part of our plans because, you know, we realize that there's a whole larger ecosystem of creators and channel partners whereby we could become the sort of distributor of personal finance products and offers. So Creatory is another very important business we will want to invest in. And I think that's where the competitive moat comes. Mm. And I must say, you know, we're very blessed with a very, very, I would say, dedicated team. We continue to attract, you know, talent. And that's very important in this marketplace, right? Mm-hmm. You know, how do you continue to attract talent? And we continue to do that. So I think in that sense, you know, we're blessed with trusted partners. We have close to 9 million people who come to us, and that's going to keep growing. We have three very unique businesses across these markets. We have notable investors backing us. So I think, and we're blessed with a very hardworking team. So I think in that sense, you know, put together, I would like to believe, you know, is our competitive moat.
Rohit Murthy is my guest, Chief Executive Officer and Director from the Money Hero Group. So you took over fairly recently, your appointment came on the heels of Prashan Agarwal's resignation that took effect 20th February 2024. And he guided Money Hero from its early stages to its current status as a public company. He will continue to support the firm in an advisory position?
Yes. Look, again, it's been a long journey for many of us, and I'm always very thankful and grateful to every employee who's been part of this journey, past and present. We've built a lot of relationships together through this journey.
Yeah.
And for a lot of us, you know, this has been a lot of hard work, a lot of hard hours put in, and we will continue to always, you know, seek our blessings and you know, from all our employees.
What are your plans for as CEO, Rohit? What are your plans for the Money Hero Group moving forward?
Look, for me, it's a multi-decade journey. I've completed one with the group, and I would like to build a company to last. At some point in time, I hope my kids would want to come and work at Money Hero Group, right? Wouldn't that be a great thing? It's a nice little ambition to have. But when I look across the markets, I see a massive opportunity for us. 10 million, close to 10 million users is still a very small portion of the overall addressable market in these markets we operate. So So in that sense, I'm looking at what's next in the next 2 decades for Money Hero Group. Mm. How do we continue to build a market-leading brand that we will all be very proud of, and we will continue to serve the mission, which is personal finance should not be complex and people should make the right decisions, especially in today's day and era when things can be quite uncertain.
Absolutely. Will you be expanding to other markets in Southeast Asia?
We are always open-minded. Look, we have core markets where, you know, we need to grow, and we will focus on that. But, you know, we are always open-minded to new markets, M&A opportunities. That's something that we always keep an eye on. So we will never rule that out.
Take us behind the scenes. What is it really like working in the Money Hero Group? I mean, as a leader, talk a little bit about, you know, corporate culture.
Look, we would still like to believe we operate like a startup, even though we're a listed company, which means we move fast. We are very, very focused. To a large extent, we do a lot of things with finite resources. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, it's a very passionate team. I'm very proud to have worked with many of them over the last 10 years, as you'll appreciate. And there's a lot of passion that comes into it. People really believe in the mission. They come to work, and I think in the last 10 years, we've asked ourselves, are we doing the right thing for the users? And the answer has been a resounding yes, which is why, you know, we are still able to pull off a Seedly Personal Finance Festival over a weekend. I would like to believe, you know, we have executed better than our competitors in a competitive market. And that's, again, kudos to the team. You look, in 10 years, the market has changed. You know, we were also hit by the pandemic, which means you have to be agile. You need to adapt. You need to have that resilience. And I think that comes with, you know, the talent that we have in our organization.
Do you see yourself as a tech company first? How do you see the company?
Technology is something that we will continue to leverage. And technology and data, I would, you know, add that to the mix, because it's very important that we are able to offer personalized solutions, because personal finance, as the name suggests, is personal.
Yeah.
Right? So we're constantly looking at tech and data to make buying personal finance products as convenient as possible. I mean, you should be able to purchase travel insurance and feel it was hassle-free. You know, otherwise, personal finance products, you know, people have to, it's time-consuming, it's stressful, right, when you think about it. Mm-mm. Today, when people come up and sign up for a card, and then when I see them and say, oh, I got the card from SingSaver, and I got a very attractive gift,
yeah,
it really makes me feel really happy, because that means we've invested in the right tech, we've invested in the right user experience, mm-hmm. and we continue to do that, because, you know, we're, as a tech and a product company, we have to make the user experience superior, because that's what our users demand.
Is it true that sometimes you can get a better deal by going to one of your sites than going directly to a bank?
Well, because we have a lot of the, I would say, long relationships with providers, we're constantly looking at bringing products that are exclusive, offers that are exclusive. In fact, if you go to SingSaver, go to Seedly, you'll constantly see us co-creating a lot of offers with the providers. And that is something that is attractive about us. Yes, a lot of the users, you know, they do come to us because we have very attractive sort of exclusive offers.
And Apple Watches.
I mean, with credit cards, you know, we have a lot of attractive offers, but, you know,
even cash, right?
Yeah. Yes, and we're doing that across the personal finance offers. Mm-hmm. But these are very relevant offers also. You know, when you buy, for example, travel insurance, we've been even giving gifts such as an Apple AirTag, because that's great when you travel. So at the end of the day, look, this is a market where people value this, and we want to make sure that we're offering the best incentives when people make the right financial decisions.
And as CEO, what is your leadership philosophy, Rohit?
Well, for me, it's very simple. I think be very mission-focused. And then just, you know, generate clarity for the team. It's very important that the team should be very clear as to where we are, where are we heading. And then, you know, I like to focus very sharply on what the business needs. And that's how I rally the team. And I try and create the energy around the team that, you know, we have a massive, amazing opportunity. And I'm a very hands-on person, having been a founder. I am very deeply connected with the business. So I like to sometimes get on and do, you know, a lot of things with the team, whether it is attending meetings with the providers, whether it is sometimes taking calls with the users. I love doing that. and I would like to be very accessible to the team, because, you know, that's what I've been doing for the last 10 years here?
You know, this show is all about going behind the scenes and getting the info that, you know, most other places wouldn't have in a very conversational sort of sense. How did Shop Hero? Yeah. How did that come about?
Look, I think the amazing thing is we're very, very, especially with Seedly, having a large community, we're constantly getting feedback from the users.
Makes sense, right?
And we always listen to our users. That's how Creatory was born, because it's not, you know, we constantly saw the need that content creators needed help. That is something that we focus on. And then the community has been like, hey, you guys are doing a really good job with personal finance content. But, you know, in a market like Singapore, where we have so many cards and so many deals and so many offers, how do we optimize our lifestyle? How do we save when we shop? And that feedback was, you know, we took it and we said, you know what, we'll build a solution for you. And that's why
you basically have your ear to the ground. They told you
constantly.
We want. Thank you for saving me 15 minutes interrogating poor cashier saying, what's the discount for this card and what's the discount for that card? I just did that at the petrol station a while ago.
Yeah.
Now, we mentioned Creatory. We've got a couple of minutes left on the clock. And I want to talk a little bit about this because I don't think a lot of creators who I've spoken to actually know that this exists. So would you consider it sort of a talent bank where you match up the influencers who sign up with the available deals that are always changing from your partners?
Yes.
And then you incentivize it by paying these creators? Talk to us a bit about how it works.
So, you're right. I mean, it's a self-serve brand and platform, but we do have a team on the ground to help these creators. But, you know, creators can go on to creatory.biz. They can sign up. They can discover offers that they can promote, and these could be any offers. So we don't force them to promote any specific brand or offers. Certain travel creators like to promote travel cards and travel, you know, insurance. And in any card that they feel is relevant and authentic to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is through this process, because we manage everything, including billing, payment, they don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
All they have to do is come onto our platform, discover the offers, they can create a link. That's the link that they use when they write their content, be it on Instagram, TikTok, and they generate a commission every time, you know, users apply for that product through them. They generate a commission through us. And we've been doing this now with hundreds of creators. You'll recollect, I was here with a couple of them a few years back.
Is it true it's become a major revenue spinner for you?
Yes, it is a very it's a very important contributor to our P&L, and it's been a very healthy contributor to our P&L, and which is why we want to continue investing in this, because it's also very unique. Because when we look at the ecosystem, we don't see the need to be the only ones out there trying to reach the users, because today users follow content creators. You know, they're on multiple platforms, right? So we're not going to go out there and try and build a platform and brand on every platform. So it's been a great, I would say, channel for us to also reach wider audiences. At the same time, adding value to creators, because creators did not have a brand that stood for them. And that's why our mission for Creatory is every content creator deserves to earn a living. And we strongly believe in that. So we don't discriminate anyone. You can be any type of content creator, and we onboard you and help you earn an income. A lot of them today are doing this as a full-time job.
Well, thank you so much for coming by and talking about the business. You know, you need a cape when you go out for branding. Money Hero. Rohit Murthy, Chief Executive Officer and Director of the Money Hero Group. Happy Friday, Rohit. Thanks.
Thanks for having me again.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio, at the App Store and Google Play.